This is KCUR. Jillian Power spent most of her life as Sean Power before coming out to her wife and their daughters. Her transition into Jillian began in 2012. In a StoryCorps recording booth earlier this summer, the Power's close friend, Catherine Holler, spoke with Jillian about what it was like to live with a body and identity that was not truly hers.
It would be akin to being born physically abled, but having this idea that you have a limp and passing through life with a limp that isn't really real, but you kind of adapt to it and you walk different and stuff like that. From my perspective now, I realize I never had a limp, that I was actually gifted with this person that has been able to traverse genders and been able to experience both genders and know and get to understand them.
Clearly, living as Sean wasn't quite working.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember a breaking point or an epiphany of this has got to be dealt with?
One night at 1 o'clock in the morning, sitting at the computer in the basement, in March of 2012, I just started writing a declaration of who I was to myself. And that was the point at which I came out to myself in a moment of almost exasperation, almost at the end of holding an incredibly long breath, like a breath that I'd been holding my whole life. I came out to Jessica. I just had to say it. I did it very inelegantly and in a very inarticulate way, but it was out and I'd said it.
Jessica, what do you remember of that conversation?
It wasn't completely like out of the blue. I mean, I knew that there was something wrong or we weren't being honest with ourselves about. Now that it was open, we could go forward with helping Jillian claim her right as Jillian.
How did you reveal the transition to the girls?
I can remember one conversation in particular. The weekend before I went back to work as Jillian, I had spent the weekend fixating on my nail polish. I think I changed my nail polish.
Oh, God, that drove me crazy. I'm like, what's the matter with it now?
I changed it about 3 times, and eventually I was happy with it. And I remember laying in bed, getting Amelie to sleep on the Saturday night and showing her my nails. And she was four or five at the time. And she sensed that the father was going away, that there was some shift happening. And I poured my heart out to her and told her that I was doing this so that I could love her more and love her more completely, and that I would always love her, and that's all she needed to hear.
Now they have two mommies, and they think it's pretty cool.
They do.
What is next for Jillian and Jessica?
Allowing Jessica to become more of herself as well as the children transition into a little bit more independence from her, and allow Jessica to blossom so that she's not just in my shade, that we stand next to each other as blossomed flowers,
Shade is not a bad place to be.
That was Jillian Power and her wife, Jessica Power, talking with their good friend, Catherine Holler. This interview was recorded in Kansas City as part of the StoryCorps Out Loud Project, a national initiative to record and collect stories from the LGBTQ community. It was produced by Andrea Tudhope.